News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. Joining us, author and CPA Norman Perlmutter. His book, How to Settle Your Debts, is available currently. His second edition, coming out in April, is going to be more and more and more about how you can take control of your financial future and what you should do. You know, before the break, we were touching on, we were touching on a situation about someone that currently has money, they have a job, the balance sheet looks okay, and what they have, what I like to term the apartment financial mentality. And that's what that means is that they pay their rent, it's this amount, they pay their water, if they pay it, they don't think about property taxes, they pay their car insurance, their car payment, buy some gas, a little bit of food, they go out to dinner once in a while, but they don't track going out to dinner. They really have a couple of credit cards, but they don't really track. But at the end of the month, it all kind of works out. And maybe they're going a little ahead, a little behind from time to time, but they're really not financially strapped. Once in a while, they borrow a couple hundred dollars from mom or dad, or they have to work some extra hours to cover things. These people then have gone out thinking that they're okay, and they have been able to get into a house because their friends and everybody have been buying houses, or the parents and people are recommending buying houses. And nobody sat down with these guys and said to them, let's look at the money and let's look at what you really can afford. Do you know what I mean, Norm?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that describes an enormous amount of people today who are in deep trouble.
Well, you know, I'm watching the governments, the European Union, the Great Britain, I'm watching the United States dump billions and billions of dollars into this subprime market, and everybody admits that we're not at the bottom of the pit. And there's going to be, and the numbers of foreclosures are much, much higher. The first quarter, I got to tell you, we have a little rental, and we rented it to someone who just got foreclosed on.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't know that until during the process, obviously, when that came out. But I must tell you, you know, part of me was sad that they were in the situation. But I think that that's much more common in the Pacific Northwest. The housing market right now, the rentals, it's very, very tough to find a place to rent.
Yeah. Well, that's an advantage for, that's one of the big things, or one of the things that people who are caught up in or are facing foreclosure, that's a big, something they can use to help themselves. One of the things they can use to help themselves. Now, this is a very big topic. There's a lot to understand about this. And I know we don't have a lot of time. So let me just say is, you know, if you're in this position, if, you know, an example.
About to lose your house.
You're about to, you know, you may not be about to, but you're at the realization. You took out a interest-only mortgage, a $400,000 interest-only mortgage to buy a $430,000 house. And now it's running out, the 3-year period on it, and you're going to have to, you're going to be forced into another mortgage.
Right.
Where you're not only going to be paying equity, which is going to increase your payment, but the interest rate's going to go up 3 or 4%. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. I mean, there's two main reasons why people are being foreclosed on. One reason is because, as I just described, the payments are going to reach a point where they can't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other main reason is because of the drop in housing values, the equity in the house goes below the mortgage, the actual amount of the mortgage. And because of that, the banks are insisting that, or based on the mortgage agreement, the banks are insisting that you come up with the money that is necessary to keep the level of the mortgage at least at the level of the value of the house, or maybe even better.
Right.
And people can't come up with that money, so they're being foreclosed on.
Well, what can they do?
Well, the first thing people have to consider when the foreclosure is an impending, you know, problem is, number one, do they or do they not have equity in the house that they have to try to save? Okay? If they don't have equity in the house, you know, it's one thing. Then, unless there are personal reasons to keep the house, okay, like it's a family house, it was their father's house, or you have a disabled child and the house has been, you paid $50,000 to equip it with special equipment for this disabled child, which you can't even get value for because who's going to buy it? You know, you're not going to be able to find somebody who needs that to sell it to, or you, right. unless you're very lucky. Or there's a school system you want to stay in, or you know, all kinds of personal reasons that may want to keep that house. Okay, or the other really other main reason is to protect your credit. Being foreclosed on is almost as bad as going into bankruptcy from a credit point of view. It's a real bad mark on your credit, and mm-hmm. it'll take many years to overcome that. So a lot of people are afraid of that possibility. What people have to do is they have to, number one, they have to take stock of their situation. They have to look at where they're at, okay? Are there personal reasons why you want to keep the house? Are there financial reasons you want to keep the house? Do you have equity that you want to protect? And these are the things. This is the stage of deciding what to do. Okay, the next stage is, you know, based on the situation, you have to come up with a plan, and you have to start doing some maneuvering. You have to attempt to come up with extra money so you can pay this mortgage. And there are many people who can do that because there are people out there with student loans. You know, people in their 30s who have a lot of student loan that they're paying off, and their student loan debt is being paid off on a 10-year plan. Now,
right.
these same people, they can, you know, without really much trouble, they can convert that 10-year student loan into a 30-year student loan. They're only paying 6 or 7% interest on it, so what's the big deal? You know, it's better than other alternatives, and it frees up money that you can use to save your house.
It drops the monthly payment on
the
student loan, so you can have the same amount of
money. Right. There are people who have 401ks with a lot of money on it, and they can borrow from their 401k. They have to pay it back, and they have to pay it back with interest. But guess who gets the interest? You do.
Right.
The interest is to your own account. So, you know, and the interest is generally low, or, you know, very reasonable. So it's a way to free up money to help yourself out of that situation. You can also, there's also steps you could take, and I'm going very fast here, and, you know, like I said,
sure.
this is something I could spend the whole day giving a course on, but there's steps you can take that you could even negotiate with your lender with regard to a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the steps you could take, it used to be a more effective step, but based on the new bankruptcy law and some other reasons, bankruptcy is no longer a terrific weapon that you can use to stop a foreclosure. You can delay it for a short while, but I'm talking about months. It used to be you could do it for years. However, if you have substantial equity in your house, bankruptcy can, you know, once again, you got to talk to a bankruptcy lawyer about this, but generally the bankruptcy court, because of the equity and because the lender is protected, the bankruptcy court will look more favorably upon stopping the creditor from foreclosing and working
sure.
out some kind of a payment arrangement through the bankruptcy.
Now, we must say, Norm, that we're not talking about an equity of $5,000.
No, we're talking about an equity of, let's say, on a $300,000 house, you know, your mortgage is $240,000. So a $60,000 equity, so
sure.
about a 20% equity, you know, something that's reasonably substantial. There are other tactics that many people may have heard. One of them is a short sale. A short sale is where you know, lenders don't want to foreclose. It costs them money. It's a pain in the neck. It's the last thing they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you present them with a reasonable alternative, now, of course, this means you have to talk to your lender.
Sure.
If you present them with a reasonable alternative, sort of a win-win where they come out okay and you come out a little better, you know, they're going to want to work with you, you know. Like I say, they don't want to foreclose.
No.
Once again, the word leverage comes up here.
Yeah.
This gives you some leverage to work with them.
Well, you know, Norm, we're not going to be able to get to everything. And I'm going to tell you what, at our website, newsradiomagazine.com, we're going to put a link to Norm and to get some information from him on how to settle your debts. I look forward to chatting with you again, Norman. Thank you for joining me.
I will, too. I really enjoyed it. Thank
yes.
you.
All right, folks. You're listening to News Radio Magazine. Next week, we're going to talk about oil. We're going to talk about one of the royal family that just bought a new toy. I think Al Gore is going to be quite upset. We'll be back next week.
putting the pieces together on state politics, trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7, as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.
Hi, Anne-Marie Lake again of the Entrepreneur Radio Show, reminding you that you can purchase a timeshare for pennies on the dollar from Timeshare Wholesalers, Inc. Whether buying or selling, let Timeshare Wholesalers be your one stop for service. Call them today at 1-800-764-2486 or see their site online at www.gototwi.com. That's gototwi.com.